Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized podcast on April the 18th. Just time-checking it and hope this finds you well. As always, this podcast is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. Do give it a click and do show them some love like they show us love by supporting us. Okay, Prince William. Yeah, I know I'm like a dog with a bone, but I saw this story and you know something, it made me feel, if anything, kind of more suspicious. Here's the story and tell me what you think. Prince William returns to work with emotional trip as Kate Middleton and King Charles battle cancer. So, okay, that much we all know. We all understand that. So he's set to return to his royal duties today, the first time following the cancer diagnosis of his wife, Princess Catherine. He's going to do something to do with, you know, the usual stuff that the royals do, visiting some food charity and blah, blah, blah. Now, here's the bit that gets interesting. The 41-year-old prince had taken a pause from his duties, spending the past 3.5 weeks off the Easter holidays with his family whilst they processed Kate's illness. Additionally, his father, King Charles, is also undergoing treatment for cancer and is said to be responding well to it. Well, hang on a second. So he's responding well. Charles is responding well to his treatment. How is Kate responding? And that's the point. That's the point. It's significant in terms of what's not said. Now, I've continually said to you guys that as far as I can see, King Charles is responding pretty well to whatever he's getting, if he's getting anything. I mean, some of you might think maybe he doesn't even have cancer. I don't know. But the media tells us he's had cancer. The royal family tells us he's got cancer. He's getting chemo. It's the sort that your hair doesn't fall out with, apparently. It is. But anyway, he is said to be responding well to the treatment, which is good. I said this yesterday. I put an article out over in my Substack about this. You know, I wish them, Charles and Kate, full recovery. I don't wish anyone to be, you know, suffer from cancer in a really bad way. I don't want that. I've seen too much of it in my life with other people. I don't want to see it with anybody else. But I just find it really strange that the media reports that King Charles is responding well to treatment, and it's mute on whether Kate is responding well to treatment or not. And in these situations, I think you can read into that whatever you might want. You might think, no, they're just talking about Charles. They didn't even reference Catherine. Yeah, but the story's about Catherine and William, you see. That's why it's strange. You would have thought if Catherine was responding well to the treatment, whatever that is, we're told it's chemo, but again, just like Charles, we don't know the kind of chemo, right? You think they would have said something like, yeah, you know, it's early days, but, you know, so far so good, anything at all like that there. But we're not getting that. And that's why, you know, I have to say I'm worried for Princess Catherine. I really am genuinely concerned, and I think that there's a lot of stuff being hidden from us as concerns her in particular. Her in particular. She's only, 40 or so, 41. So she's very young. So to be afflicted with cancer seems strange at that young age. But yes, young people can get cancer. So it's strange but not impossible that she has cancer. And we don't know what the form of treatment that she's been given is. Is it the same as Charles? I mean, Charles seems to have been responding well to it. And the weird thing about that is, I mean, Charles is in his 70s. So how can a guy in his 70s be responding well to a treatment? And presumably, you know, in your 70s, it's a bit like me in my 60s. You know, the older you get, I mean, your body just doesn't bounce back as fast as it did when you're 20, 30 years younger. It just doesn't. But Charles appears to be. Whereas if you look at what they're saying about Kate, we're not getting those vibes. I think we're getting a silence vibe, and silence can be a portent of difficult times ahead. Let's put it like that. So I thought the story was interesting insofar as what it doesn't say, if you follow me. They could just as easily have said as that, you know, yeah, you know, Charles is making a good recovery. Kate's in the early days of treatment, but so far so good. But maybe they don't want to say that. And then that leads to the next question. Why don't they want to say that? Is there something there? All my senses tell me that there might be something there. But I don't want to be that to be the case. I really don't want it to be the case. There's absolutely no pleasure in recording this on the basis that, you know, oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist out to prove that Princess Catherine is extremely unwell. That's not what it's about. I'm just pointing out that the media is remarkably silent concerning the status of Kate Middleton's health, whereas it's extremely loquacious concerning the state of King Charles's health. And I thought that they were more or less diagnosed at more or less the same time. And if, you know, it's kind of hard to be clear on the specifics and all of this, because again, so much has been hidden from us. I always think in these situations that the best thing that could happen would be if there was transparency with the British public. And ordinarily, of course, if you or I were to get cancer or whatever, I mean, it's nobody's business but ours. But then we're not taking, you know, millions on the public purse. So there's a price that comes with that. And the price that comes with that is that which Her Majesty the late Queen Elizabeth understood. And that is that transparency, or transparency as much as possible. And to be fair, we have seen it sort of with Charles. We definitely haven't seen it with Kate. So look, I'm glad to see Prince William back doing the stuff that he does. I mean, I don't think it's got any real value, but it's PR. So he's back doing what he does. I wish his wife a full and speedy recovery, but I got to say, it just doesn't smell right to me, does it? Do you? What do you think?